Okay, somebody asked me to speak about whether a person is allowed to read the newspaper on Shabbos, if you're allowed to get the paper on Shabbos. So that is actually not a shiloh, that is several shilohs. Meaning, what do they mean by that? Are you allowed to get the New York Times delivered on Shabbos and read it? Or do they mean, are you allowed to read the Five Towns Jewish Times on Shabbos that you picked up in the supermarket on Erev Shabbos? Doesn't matter. So there are certain issues, halachic issues, that are the same by all newspapers. There are certain halachic issues that pertain only to specific kinds of newspapers, and certain halachic issues that pertain only to newspapers that are printed on Shabbos. So each issue is going to be a little bit different. So let's start with the issue that I always viewed as the biggest issue, but when I read around the poskim, it seems like it's largely ignored by a lot of the svarim that I looked at that discuss the issue of newspapers, and that is the issue that relates to what we discussed last night of nolad, that something that comes into existence on Shabbos is a problem muksa. Now this is only going to be an issue on a newspaper that's printed on Shabbos. Obviously, if the 5,000 Jewish Times was printed a couple of days before Shabbos, it didn't come into existence on Shabbos, it's not a problem in Nolad. But what about the New York Times? You get the New York Times delivered on Shabbos morning. When Shabbos started, it was a bunch of flat sheets of paper and a big thing of ink, and now it's a newspaper. So is that considered something that's muktzah that came into the world on Shabbos? So in general, when it comes to the issue of Nolad, there are two types of Nolad. There's what we call Nolad Gomor, and there's Ke'en Nolad. Nolad Gomor means something that mamish wasn't in the world before Shabbos and really just came into being, like a beitzah shenolda. A chicken lays an egg on Shabbos. It wasn't here before Shabbos. You milk a cow. The milk was not here before Shabbos. Something that mamish comes into being on Shabbos. Nolad Gomor is muktzah both on Shabbos and on Yantiv. It's going to be a problem both Shabbos and Yantiv. Ke'en Nolad means the item was in the world, but it just wasn't in its current form. For instance, like this chair, let's say. Let's say I have this chair and I can't use it for I don't know what else I would want to use it for, but let's say the piece breaks off and now it becomes usable. I want to play baseball. So this leg breaks off and now I can play baseball with this leg. I can see the Tamrin Alech, I'm playing baseball on Shabbos. But now I can use this leg to play baseball with this leg of the chair. So it's not Nolad Gomor, the chair was here before, but now it has a new function, it has a new way to use it. So that's Ke'en Nolad. Ke'en Nolad is Asr on Yantif, but not on Shabbos. We're more Machmir on Yantif than we are on Shabbos. So what about a newspaper? A newspaper that's printed on Shabbos. So it's a tough call. I always assumed it was Nolad Gomor, because it wasn't a newspaper before. Now it's a newspaper that it mamish came into being. Some might argue that no, it's Ke'en Nolad. The paper was here, the ink was here. It's just that paper had a certain function, ink had a certain function. Now it has a totally different function. It functions as a newspaper. In which case, your New York Times that gets delivered to your house would be a problem on Yantif, but not on Shabbos. And others might argue that it's neither Nolad Gomor nor Ke'en Nolad, because Nolad Gomor is when something physically changed, not the function, not just functionally changed, but that there was a physical change. The chair broke, and as a result of that physical change, the function changed. Over here, you just took two things and you put them together. It's not a legitimate physical change, it's more of a functional change. One might argue that it's not Nolad at all. Rabbi Abadi paskind on his website that it's not Nolad at all. He thought that it's not Nolad at all. Okay, debatable point. What about appropriate reading on Shabbos? Are you allowed to read a newspaper on Shabbos, forgetting whether it was printed on Shabbos, not printed on Shabbos? So this is a much bigger issue than we have time for right now. Just suffice it to say, just a couple of words about it. We discussed once studying for tests on Shabbos, so we discussed most of these klalim back then, but Chazal very clearly prohibit reading any business-related material on Shabbos. Contracts, bills, receipts, bank statements, even advertisements perhaps would fall into that category. The Rush, quoting the Mishmaros Sim Shin Zayin Sivkat Nun Aleph, says that it's a violation of Mimsochevtzcha, of non-Shabbistic talk. And the Rambam, quoting that same Mishmaros, says no, that it's a concern that you might come to correct anything that's incorrect, that you might come to erase the incorrect material and make corrections on the material. You might come to edit a contract or something like that. So the question is, what about other reading material? So Shulchan Aruch Sim Shin Zayin Sifyud Beis says even other secular materials, gzeira shema yikra shtari adiotos, because we're afraid you're going to come to read shtaros, so you're not even allowed to read other secular materials, except there are exceptions to the rule. Something that's nothing like a business document at all, it's just a blurb, a caption, or something like that. Or something that's a ksav shel mitzvah, or a ksav shel chachma, Shulchan Aruch quotes in Siman Shin Zayin, Sif Yud Zayin. It's hard to be magdir exactly what a ksav shel chachma is. whether studying for a test, depending what subject you're studying, is whether that's ksav shel chachma or not. So where does reading newspapers fall in? So if you're reading a business newspaper, it seems that it's davar pashut, that you're not supposed to read the business section, that you shouldn't be reading business-related materials on Shabbos. Many poskim suggest that advertisements are included in that, because an advertisement is also an issue of shtemi yikra b'shtari adiotos, because it's something that would lead you to go and do business. If the whole newspaper is for the sake of business, Wall Street Journal, the whole thing is about business, so then there's probably more room to be machmir. What about other sections of the newspaper? You like to read the sports section, you enjoy the sports section. So the Mishnah Berurah and the Mishnah Zayin, Sif Gimel, writes that one should not read the paper, because inevitably you're going to read business-related material also. And the Deborah Tziner in Ber Moshe, Chelik Vav, Simin Samach Vav, says that you can't even read current events, because the only reason to be makel with reading the news is that there might be something important to know in order to save your life. If you open up the newspaper and it says, get out of town fast, they're coming to get you, so then you need to know that to go save your life. But nowadays you probably find out some other way, not from the newspaper. I don't even know how many people get the newspaper anymore. The newspaper industry is dying. This whole year is going to be null and void in another couple of weeks when all the newspapers go under. But anyway, the Jewish papers will still exist. The other shita is the Shvus Yaakov. The Shvus Yaakov in Chel Gimel Simul Chav Gimel says that you're allowed to read current events because they have immediate relevance and they can be beneficial in a non-business kind of way. Rabbi Yaakov Emdin, Shel Siyavitz, Chel Gav Simul Chav Samach Beis also makel. So the post can discuss, what about catalogs? You get a catalog that has different things that you could buy, and nice new inventions, things like that, or clothing, or whatever it might be. So if you're reading a catalog because you're interested in buying something and you want to look into it and you want to research it, so then Pashas says that's no good. That's business related. But if you're stam, just looking around because you enjoy looking at new things, you like new gadgets. We used to get a catalog called the Sharper Image Catalog. It would always have all these cool new gadgets that came out, and everyone just enjoyed looking. You like to see what came out, what's there. You have no intention of buying, so then there's a lot of reason to believe that that should be completely mutter. Rav Belsky discusses this in his new sefer, Shulchan Alevi, in page Tzadi, and he says you should know, though, that really when you just look around with no intention to buy, the industry is built on people looking around with no intention to buy, who then must have what they just saw. That's why he said he doesn't think it's a problem of Gnevis Das to go window shopping. It's Tom walking around stores, and that's how the retail industry is built. They want you to not plan on buying anything, and then come into the store not planning on buying anything, because then you're going to, over time, you're going to fall in love with what you see and realize that you must have it, and then you're gonna end up buying it. So when it comes to religious newspapers, or even like the Five Towns Jewish Times, the whole thing's advertisements. The only reason anyone reads it is for the advertisements, but they're not really business-related advertisements. Most of the advertisements are this rabbi speaking at that shul, and this program is being, they're not the kinds of advertisements that would be a problem anyway, for the most part. I mean, it would be very hard to ask for the Five Towns Jewish Times, because it's only read on Shabbos, I think. What about the issues of the fact that people are doing malachas for you to get you the paper on Shabbos? So there's several issues. Obviously, if the paper's delivered on your front lawn, and you don't have a wall surrounding your property, and you don't have an eruv in town, you obviously can't pick it up and bring it into your house. That's an issue of hotzah. What about lifnei iver, the fact that there are Jews working to bring you the paper, or there might be Jews working to bring you the paper, or Maisa Shabbos, the fact that someone's doing a malacha for you on Shabbos, because they're doing a malacha of kosev d'oraisa, to have the paper written, to have the paper printed. They're doing a malacha of several malachos, driving the car to bring and deliver it to you. What about all of those halachos? So by ordering newspaper delivery, many people are doing malacha just for you, because you made that order, so therefore they're doing it for you. That would seem to be a violation of lifnei iver. However, there is a Ritva, an Avodah Zarah Daf Vav, who says that if the guy is doing the Isser anyway, and he's just adding a little extra for you, that's not Lifnei Iver D'Oraisa, it would only be Lifnei Iver D'Rabbanan. Okay, but we were concerned about Isser D'Rabbanan also. Rav Moshe is the Tshuva Nigros, Moshe Archaim Chel Gimel Sim Mem Vav, when it comes to mail, with regard to postal workers, says if you live in an area that's heavily populated by Jews, you should be choshesh that some people involved are Jews, and that they're doing malacha for you, and that it's therefore a violation of the Lifnei Iver. Rav Moshe says, Meikra Din, you don't really have to be choshesh for that, because still the large majority are non-Jews, But you should be choshesh. He thinks that it's kedai to be choshesh. What about the Maisa Shabbos issue? So the Shulchan Aruch and Siman Shin Yud Chesif Aleph says that if a Jew does a malacha, whether he does it b'shogeg or b'mezid, other people are not allowed to benefit from it until Motzai Shabbos. And the person himself, if he did it b'mezid, is never allowed to benefit from it. And if he did it b'shogeg, he can benefit from it on Motzai Shabbos. But but for sure, no one's allowed to benefit from a malacha done by a Jew on Shabbos until Motzai Shabbos. So maybe you have to do a little bit of research who the publisher of the paper is, if the publisher of the paper is a Jew or a non-Jew. Now, it would seem that if a person is a Jew who's not frum at all and was never raised to be frum, so that's at least peshogeg, but still you shouldn't be allowed to use it until after Shabbos. Now, you have the din, if they're doing it for you, then many poskim write that you have the din of the person who did it. You're not considered acherim. Acherim is only if they didn't do it for you. If they did it for you, you would have the din of the person who did it. The Maram Shik suggests that maybe a non-Jewish publisher whose workers are doing the malacha would be permissible because the workers are doing it for the majority. The workers don't have in mind, I'm doing it for a Jew. I'm doing it for the majority of the people who subscribe to this newspaper. And the majority of the subscribers to the New York Times probably are still non-Jews, even though it's obviously a very high percentage of Jews also. Shmir Shabbos Kol Chasam, Perek Lamed Aleph, Ha'ara Ayin, quotes from Moshe Zalman that he was uneasy about that kula. He thought Maker Adin, it's okay, but he didn't like it. He didn't like the idea of relying on the fact that they're just doing it for the majority. And obviously the Yisra Hutzah, that the person didn't bring you the paper, if your delivery boy is a Jew, that was certainly done for you, for the person who's getting home delivery. You can't say he's doing it for the majority. He's clearly going to your house. He's doing that for you. Shmir Shabbos Kol Chasam, Perek Lamed Aleph, Os Chavdal says that if it was brought through an area without an Eruv, then Vada, you cannot read until after Shabbos. That's a clear Maisa Shabbos issue. You don't need to wait B'Kadei Sheyaseh, but Vada, you're not allowed to read until after Shabbos. So I always thought that it's a big problem. I always thought that it's a big problem to read the newspaper that's delivered on Shabbos to people's homes. I don't know why so many people are makel. I'm told that Rabbanim, Gedolim, Vitovim, Mimeni are makel with it, so there must be some explanation out there. I just don't know it.